is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Class, previously, we posted on our website that one in 68 are born autistic. That is greater than 1% of newborns. To me, that is an epidemic. Is there a correlation between autism and immunizations of the parents? I believe there is. Is there a correlation between autism and nutrition of the parents? I believe there is. It appears that autism is caused by abnormal brain growth during pregnancy. I just wanted to share with you my thoughts. Those are my thoughts. So if you are intending on having children, mom and dad to be, you need to be in the best possible health way before your thoughts of having a child. And I don't want our children to have immunizations. I believe that a lot of the defects that we have in our children are a result of parents getting immunizations. And I also believe that a lot of the defects and illnesses and diseases that our children are getting are a result of them getting, at a very, very early age, before 2 years old, immunizations. Right now, John Reagan. John Reagan's with us. We're going to talk about the financial state of the union. John Reagan is the author of The Financial State of the Union. His website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Welcome, John Reagan.
Happy New Year, Vincent.
Okay. Tell us all about it, John.
Most people might think I'm late on that, but actually, March is the first month of the year. And the thing is, we no longer understand what words mean. Our calendar actually tells us what the months are, because not all of the months were named. Some of them still retain their numbers. A couple of those, October and December, are more easy for us to see. You know, we've got octopus, you know, octagons. The OCT is the prefix for eight. December, decimal, decade. The DEC is the prefix for 10. So if December is the 10th month, then March is the first month. And in fact, I learned a bit of trivia on this morning. Until the end of the 15th century, March 1st was the beginning of the year in Russia. And for Great Britain and its colonies, which included America, March 25th was the start of the year until 1752. And that leads into one of the possible explanations for April Fools, because the New Year celebration was a week long, which ended on April 1st. And when the calendar was changed, those that wanted to stick to the way things were ridiculed. Not unlike, you know, people that try to stick to the truth today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's a great little lesson for us, John Reagan. You've presented that lesson at the meetup. So, class, if you're wondering kind of things that we talk about at the meetups, that's just one little tidbit of the kind of things that we talk about. Very interesting information. And by the way, Monday's meetup, this Monday coming up, Dr. Norman Shealy will be there. I'm sure John Reagan will be there. I'll be there. Roy Birdsong, John and Judy Dollarhite, Linus Ertley. And the list goes on and on. So a lot of your instructors will be at the meetup. And Dr. Norman Shealy is going to be talking about diabetes, diabetic neuropathy. If you're interested in being part of his study, if you are diabetic and you have neuropathy, please attend. This study is absolutely free. You'll have a blood draw, and it will be an 8-week-long study, and Dr. Shealy will be providing the materials at no charge. So if you're interested, come to the meetup on Monday, Ziggy's Restaurant at the corner of Sunshine and Glenstone in Springfield, Missouri. And we're starting early on Monday. It'll be at 5 o'clock. And if you have some other medical questions for Dr. Norman Shealy, if you have high blood pressure, or if you know someone who does, make sure you bring friends and family. Anyone who is concerned about health is certainly, certainly welcome. As a matter of fact, I got a call from a lady who listens to our broadcast. John Reagan, now listen to this. This lady lives in Oklahoma, and she listens to USAPrepares.com every day on her telephone. And I called her last night, and I called her back. And, John, she dials in our number at USAPrepares.com and listens on the phone for 2 hours every day. Her name is Helen. Helen, thanks so much for being with us. And I understand that we have the third most listened to minutes of all the broadcasts on Genesis. We are number three in terms of the number of minutes that people dial in and listen to. Of all the broadcasts, we're number three. So I want to thank our class very much for that. It's very flattering, and I'm certainly humbled by it. So I appreciate that. So, John, I am at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com right now. I've clicked the news tab. Where would you like to start today?
Well, we're going to start with insanity because it gets into a definition, but let me jump back just a little bit. We didn't talk about the definition of March. March is named after Mars, the god of war. And in some ways, it seems so appropriate with what's going on in the world this month.
Yeah.
And we're talking about this on Friday, which Friday is dedicated to the goddess Venus. And you know, you think about when we say, thank God it's Friday, you're saying, thank God it's the day of Venus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, words mean things. And, you know, for those of us that believe in the God of Abraham, there is a thing called the Ten Commandments. And in there it talks about, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And I looked at that and wondered, okay, what does before mean? Because you can look at a couple of definitions. Before could mean in front of. So that you could have other gods so long as, you know, the big god was number one. You can also look as before as being in front of. You know, you should have no other gods in my presence. And digging down to the Hebrew word didn't offer any help because you had the same definitions with the Hebrew word. But later on in Exodus, I found an answer to that. And this comes from the NIV version. It's in Exodus 23:13. Do not invoke the names of other gods. Do not let them be heard on your lips. And that got me to thinking, you know, what have we been doing for centuries, you know, in the Christian world? We are honoring these foreign gods. We're not using God's calendar. We're using the Romans' pagan calendar. Just an interesting note.
Mm-hmm.
So if we turn to the first link is insanity, links to a Psychology Today article where they start talking about the definition, which they starts off, mental illness of such a severe nature that a person cannot distinguish fantasy from reality. And I got to thinking, I think we've got more insanity going on than we realize. We've also got a good deal of ignorance. And part of the reason I wrote the Financial State of the Union was to get rid of the ignorance so you understand what the real financial situation is, not just for the United States, which is a big part of it, but for the world in general. Once you know what the reality is, if you ignore that and choose to go for the fantasy that things are just going to keep on going on the way they are, if that's not insanity, I think you're at least heading that way.
There's no question in my mind that we are headed toward insanity, and a lot of us are probably already there. I don't understand. I don't understand why old men have to start wars. I don't understand why Warren Buffett has to be so greedy. I don't understand why Bill Gates has to be so greedy. I don't understand why. Who does he think he is, wanting to eliminate population just because he thinks that there's some useless oxygen consumers? Who? What makes him put his pants on a little differently from somebody else? I mean, who are these people? To me. And who are these people that are lying and cheating and stealing? And why is it that if we have, John, I'll tell you a little story. I'm doing some investigative reporting. I have not made the announcements yet, but I'm doing some investigation into a major, major pollution scandal that will probably rock the world. And this scandal is so big. And who's involved? The government is involved in a major pollution scandal. It's being covered up. This particular situation is not our government. It's the government of another country. But they're covering it up, just like Fukushima is being covered up. Who are these people? Why are they not saying, you know what, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, we have a serious problem. We've got a major radiation leak. Don't eat the seafood that comes out of the Pacific because it's contaminated. Why aren't they saying these things? Why aren't they warning us? What? They are killing us by omission. Deliberate omission. John Reagan's with us, and when we come back, I know he's got a lot more news. Please don't touch that dial. John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, John Reagan's with us. The financialstateoftheunion.com. John, what's next?
Well, we've got a number of items left over from Monday, and I wanted to thank you for allowing me the second hour, because there's so much that goes into putting together that hour for Monday. I use a program called Evernote to clip items, and last week I had clipped over 400 items, which I then narrowed down into what you saw in the resources I posted for Monday. Mm-hmm. By the time I do that research and call those items and put together the post, I've invested over 50 hours for that hour of radio. And there is so much more that I wish I could get out. It's not a question of what to put in. It's what do I have to leave out. And I believe I try to bring out the more important items. And from the bigger picture section, I've included a video that I've entitled Lines on a Map. And what it does is it shows about a 3,000-year time frame of Europe. And it seems like when we were in school, we'd go through history and we'd turn the page and we'd have a picture of the map, what it was like at that time. It's another thing to see that go like a movie where you see a change. And it was surprising to me that even in the 1800s, while we were having our Civil War, how much different the map of Europe looked back then as well. And I called it Lines on a Map for a reason. You know, just because this is the 21st century, there is no reason to believe that the lines that we have drawing our countries are going to stay the same, especially with everything that is going on today in the Middle East, in Eastern Europe, in Asia. And I think this video would help you understand, this is just a progression of how things change over time.
Yeah, by man. John, I got a call this morning, a very, very disturbing call. And I can't release the information because I don't have verification yet. But what you're talking about is, I believe you're talking about conflict and how things change just because we draw lines on a map. The countries, the land is still there for the most part, but we determine who claims what. Isn't that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And
it's not because of votes, it's because of war.
Yeah. Let me, boy, I really don't want to digress, but let me just share this. Class, you can hear the seriousness in my voice. Now, I don't know if what this caller that called me, I don't know if it's accurate or not, but what if you knew? What if you knew an approximate date when something might happen? What would you do? Would you change your life? If you've been listening to this broadcast, you've probably been preparing. You've probably been accumulating tools and supplies and knowledge. And that's what we want you to do. But what if you knew at a specific timeline, oh, let's say in 2 or 3 months or 6 months or a year, what if you knew that something was going to happen? What if you knew that? Would you change your daily routine? Would you maybe not go to that restaurant and maybe take that money and buy some things that might save your life? Would you do that? I'm not going to release any information that says a specific timeline. But I'm wondering, if you did know, would you change your life? Would you say, you know what, maybe I ought to get that cavity fixed because I might not be able to do it later? Would you say, maybe I'll fill up that propane tank because I may not be able to do it later? Would you get those spare parts for your vehicle because you might think that there's a supply chain disruption coming up? Would you change your life? I know John Reagan spends a lot of time. He just told me how much. That's the first time I heard it. That's a lot of time. He spends as much time on a one-hour broadcast as I spend for the entire week. Would you change your life now that you're getting this information? Would you? We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John, I've got a copy of your book, The Financial State of the Union, in my hands. And this is the one that you autographed on Monday. I'm sending it out to a new friend I met. I bought it from you because I wanted him to have it. I've never met this person in the flesh. I've only met him on the phone. But he is an owner of a business, and he's expanding his business. And I wanted him to know what's really happening in the economy, because if he's undertaking a lot of debt, I want him to understand what's really happening. And the reason I bought him this book is because I think that he can read it and understand most of it in about 1 hour and get the gist of it, because you have written so clearly, so concisely what is happening. And John, I know I'm off topic here, but I'm thinking about the meetups, and I think about how some people say, Vinny, just teach us more about preparedness, and I want to teach them more about the big picture and less about the actual ways of preparing and slicing meat and saving matches and that kind of thing. Because if they know how to read what's happening on the world stage, on the local stage, at the state level, if they know how to dissect the news and figure out what it really, really means, they will be more able to prepare. And they'll know what to prepare for. And they'll know when to really ramp up their preparedness efforts. So I wanted to share with you, that's why I bought your book for my new friend. And he's out of state. So I'm going to send it to him today, right after the broadcast. So, John, I want to thank you for doing an outstanding job. The book is called The Financial State of the Union. Unspinning the Spin. Revealing the position we're in. So you can hear the seriousness in my voice, and I am absolutely serious. Please continue, John.
That's the important thing. Yeah, unspinning the spins of revealing the position we're in. By the time you fit, probably about the time you're half to two-thirds of the way into the book, you realize there is no option for the United States other than a financial collapse. We are so far beyond the point of digging our ways out because we're at the point where we can't even stop from digging the hole deeper. And for those that are already awake, this book serves as something you can focus on to keep yourself engaged in your preparations. For those, and I know there's a lot of us that have friends and family, that they just get snippets of the news saying everything's just fine. Mm-hmm. This book is, like you say, it's easy to read. It's not like a financial report, but it drills down into the picture and relates it into such a way that you have to be pretty dense not to understand what the situation is. At that point, you have a decision to ignore it and face the consequences, or do what you can to make things better for your family. And if you have friends and family that are in that latter category, this is an excellent gift for them.
John, let me tell you why I'm so concerned, and you can hear my voice. I know you know me pretty well. You've been to the farm. I called an emergency meeting with our family this morning, and I said, "Hey guys, what would you do if you thought that something was going to happen, and I don't know, at some time in the future, what would you do?" And let me give you an example. I have a backhoe. I bought a backhoe, and I've been working on it, and it needs a shuttle unit. And so I bought this shuttle unit, and it's a couple $1,000s to replace. It's like kind of like an automatic transmission. So I bought that. I've got everything I need. And I went to start the backhoe, and the winter was so hard on the batteries that now I've got a backhoe. I've got everything I need to repair my backhoe, but I need two batteries. This backhoe is absolutely useless without two batteries, two large truck batteries in order to start it. Okay, so I'm going to go buy them today. Am I going to take money from something else? You bet. You bet. I'm going to take money from something else I might have done and put it into two batteries. How much are batteries? Oh, probably $125 a piece, but I need them. I need them. Why? Because I'm going to build a barn that I bought. I bought all the materials for the barn, but if I can't dig the footer, I can't build the barn. So I need the backhoe. What I'm saying is I am making sure that I have pretty much whatever we need to the best of my ability as the head of the household here at the farm. And that's what you're doing, John. You are ringing the alarm. And in your book is so concise. It is telling people exactly why we're in this mess. And it gives the numbers. As there is no solution. None. There is no solution that is viable to prevent the collapse. And we talked about this, John Reagan, you and I, we talked about war. And what is the answer? War. War is the answer. Not our answer, their answer. I don't want a war. Okay. Are you disagreeing with anything I'm saying, John?
No.
If you do, please let me know.
But that segues into the second item under bigger picture. World War One claims two more victims. Now, just to bring us up to date on history, we are almost to the point where 100 years ago World War One started. We're just a few months away from the 100th anniversary of the start, and it lasted into 1918. And you might think it's strange that World War One claims two more lives 100 years later, but there was a bomb that killed a couple of construction workers in a Belgian, it was a Belgian battlefield. And I put that in there because just that technology from World War One is claiming lives 100 years later. Think about the technology that we have now. Nuclear, chemical, biological type warfare. That if that is engaged in this next war, how many years is that going to continue to claim lives?
Well, John, we have depleted uranium that we've used in the Middle East. It's causing birth defects. We have, it's going to continue for hundreds, if not thousands of years. It's already here. We have Agent Orange that was used in Vietnam, and the records were stored in the Alfred Muir building in Oklahoma, and that building was blown up, I believe, to destroy the records of the Agent Orange victims of the Vietnam era. The machines of war just keep killing and maiming and wounding mentally and physically for years and years and years. It's an outrage. Please continue.
I put this next item under health. Consumer Reports says, and I think most people are familiar with Consumer Reports, they buy products, try them out, and report on their findings. Well, This article, Consumer Reports, says, stay away from healthcare.gov. Because the website is not reliable. And don't forget, we have a deadline Monday.
John Reagan, a lot of our instructors at USAPreparers.com have just ignored it. They said, you know what? We are, regardless, it's unconstitutional. The government cannot force us to buy its product. We're not doing it. Come get us. What's next, John?
I've included a couple of items under preparedness. The second one is called What's Your Distance? And that one brings you up to a map that if you live in the United States, you can put in your address and it will show you how far you are from nuclear plants. So if you're looking to relocate or if you're stuck where you are and want to find out how bad your situation is, you can go there and find out what your distance is and take in consideration the prevailing wind direction and understand if you might have a fallout situation to contend with. Just a nice little handy tool.
John, I just did it. And I'm 110 miles away from the Callaway, Missouri nuclear reactor. I'm 150 miles from Arkansas 1, 166 miles from Wolf Creek, 255 miles from Cooper, and 289 miles from Clinton. So I typed in New York City. Yeah. New York City, 38 miles from Indian Point, 63 miles from Oyster Creek, 97 miles from Limerick, 104 miles from Millstone, 115 miles from Susquehanna. John, this is absolutely important for, I believe, for all of our class to go to this site. Go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Click on the news tab. Click on, under the preparedness section, what's your distance? It's going to ruin your day. John, I think this is one of the most important things that we've discussed. I'm going to put the link up right now on the website, usapreparedness.com. And it'll take you right to John Reagan's website. Please consider this your homework assignment. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
John Reagan's with us. John, if you take the map of the United States, I'm looking at it based on this, where are the nuclear reactors? If you take a map of the United States and you divide it into two sections, you take a vertical line and you draw that line right through the center of the country. Okay, so you've divided the country to the eastern and the western halves. Almost all of the nuclear reactors are on the eastern half, almost all of them. If you slide that line so that you divide the country geographically about 60% toward the east, you'll have all the reactors except one on the eastern side. This map will ruin your day. No question about it. John Reagan, what's next?
The last item I have under preparedness I've entitled, Will Your Premier Be Your Swan Song? And this links to a blog post, Six Steps I Learned from Combat Rehearsals That Will Help Your Planning. And it all boils down to that if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. You develop a plan, do a dry run, adjust your plan based on what you learned, rehearse different scenarios, evaluate your planning process, and then you go back to adjust your plan and do it all again. And we're in the middle of March Madness. You look at these college teams, you know, shooting basketballs, you know, something totally unimportant in life. How many thousands of times have they shot baskets? Why do they bother to practice? They've done it so many times. They have to do it to keep their skill level up. It's the same thing with an NFL quarterback. It's the same thing with a golf pro. It's the same thing with a bowling pro. They have to continue to practice to keep their skills up.
And that's why Obama keeps practicing, right? With his golf
And he's
clubs.
Doing a great job.
Oh, John, one quick update. I just posted during the break, post number one at USAPrepares.com. It says, John Reagan, USAPrepares.com, senior instructor, resources for USA Preparers, March 28th. So if you click on that class, that's the number one post at USAPrepares.com, it'll take you right to John Reagan's website. I've reposted it, and you can click, and it'll take you right where he's suggesting that you go. Okay? Please consider doing that. Go ahead, John.
Well, what I would suggest is start with your kitchen and your bathroom and think about the tasks you do today and figure out how you would do them if there's no longer a supply chain or utilities. No gasoline, no diesel, no fuel oil, no propane, no electricity, no natural gas, no store you can run down to. And you look at things like soap. Go ahead and make soap with all the conveniences you have right now just so you can practice that. Then turn around and make soap where you have to get your own fat, whether it's rendered from an animal source or extracted from a plant, and making your own lye from wood ash, and making the soap and cleaning up without all of your nice 21st century conveniences. And that will at least give you an idea of what you need to do to make soap. And at that point, given that the price of soap is fairly cheap and you need to learn so many other skills, I'd recommend going out and buying a pretty good supply of soap so that you don't have to worry about that for a number of years and now turn your direction to something else. But it's all about food, water, and sanitation. You know, just start, and if you don't know what you need to do, just get in there and start trying something. And the mistakes you make will teach you what to do next.
John Reagan, I want to share with the class, our radio class, that unrehearsed, John did not, and I did not talk about this. He came up with the same sense of concern that I have. If you knew, I'm not saying I do, but if you knew that something was going to happen, would you change your life? Well, if you think something might happen, why don't you get down to business right now? Okay? Why don't you prepare? Why don't you talk to your family? Why don't you get ready? It could be a power outage any second. I'm not saying there will be. But what if it happened? And you could have prepared. John Reagan, thanks so much. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Meet up Monday with Dr. Shealy.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.